This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. A United Nations panel of experts is releasing a key report Monday with the latest authoritative scientific information on climate change. The report will provide governments with up-to-date facts on the current impacts and future risks ahead of a UN climate summit this November in Glasgow. It will also examine how various options to reduce greenhouse gas emissions will affect the pace of climate change over the coming decades. Almost 200 countries have signed up to the landmark Paris Climate Accord, but since the last report was published in 2013, scientists have increasingly been saying that a goal of cooling the Earth by 1.5 degrees Celsius is probably now out of reach. They say warming of more than 1 degree Celsius has already taken place, and further rises in temperature are, quote, locked in due to the emissions already in the atmosphere. With the United States recording its highest daily COVID caseload in 6 months, a top public health official warned Sunday the country is failing in its battle to keep the coronavirus in check. Director of the U.S. National Institutes of Health, Francis Collins, also said on ABC, quote, we should not really have ever got to the place we are. A surge of the highly transmissible Delta variant is causing trouble for the United States, which already has the highest reported death toll worldwide from COVID-19 at more than 616,000. Total daily new cases have soared to 118,000, their highest level since February. Deaths are up 89% over the past 2 weeks, even while slightly declining around the world, and children's hospitals in U.S. states like Florida are being overwhelmed as young people are increasingly affected. This is VOA News. Thousands of people have fled their homes on the Greek island of Evia as wildfires burned uncontrolled for a sixth day on Sunday, and ferries were on standby for more evacuations after taking many to safety by sea. The blaze on Greece's second biggest island has ripped through dozens of acres of forest across its northern part and forced the evacuations of dozens of villages. A 38-year-old pregnant evacuee described it like being in a horror movie. Wildfires have broken out in many parts of the country during a week-long heat wave, Greece's worst in 3 decades, with searing temperatures and hot winds creating tinderbox conditions. Across the country, forest land has burned and dozens of homes and businesses have been destroyed. Protesters in a western Polish town threw stones, bricks, and other objects at a police station Sunday in anger over the recent death of a man in police custody. Polish media reported that about 200 people gathered in front of police headquarters, and at one point about 30 people stormed the building and police used tear gas on them, according to news broadcaster TVN 24. The protests were triggered by a video that emerged of 3 police officers who used physical force on a man who later died. According to media reports in Poland, officers were called to an aggressive and agitated man Thursday. Prosecutors have opened an investigation into the death. Authorities in Chad said on Sunday, fighting between farmers and herders has left 22 dead in central Chad. The conflict was sparked by a land dispute between 2 communities, with one side wanting to move in and the other wanting to stop them, according to a local governor. Another 18 people were wounded, she said. A government spokesman says troops were deployed to, quote, maintain order. Tensions between indigenous settled farmers and nomadic Arab herders in the arid Sahel have simmered for years, occasionally erupting into deadly clashes. Mozambican forces backed by Rwandan troops on Sunday said they drove out jihadists occupying a key port town in the gas-rich north of the country. Mozambique's defense ministry confirmed an earlier tweet by Rwanda's army that the joint force had wrestled control of the town Sunday morning. He says they now control government buildings, both the port and airport, a hospital, and other key installations. The port town, from where the first Islamist attacks were staged in October 2017, has since last year become the de facto headquarters of the Islamic State in the area known as Al-Shabaab. Mozambique forces have struggled to regain control over the northern province. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.